Hello, I'm John Alsop, and welcome to the Internet Marketing 5 a Day. Today, I just want to introduce you to information architecture in case you haven't heard of it or don't know what it is. I guess it's rooted in library science. It's the idea of essentially organizing information on a website or on any online facility, so that people can most easily find what they want. So with information architecture, you start with the idea of what do people want. And it governs things like menu systems, classification systems, tagging. There are folksonomies where people can tag things with whatever words they feel are appropriate, so that then you have a public-driven classification system as opposed to, say, Dewey Decimal or SIC codes or whatever. So I just really wanted to bring that out and say there is this thing called information architecture. If you're thinking of creating a website that handles really any quantity of data, then the tools that information architecture provides, and you can just get a book out of the library or buy a book on it to see the kinds of things that it talks about, and you can start to apply those things to your website, and it will make for a more usable website. So information architecture, from my point of view, is part of usability, and it would be, you know, one of the things that I would spend some time on if I were developing a website for you, for anybody. I would spend some time in information architecture world to try and make a usable website. There you go. And actually, I don't know whether this is relevant or not, but there's this thing, I don't know how. Do we trust research? I don't know, but we should do. If we're going to trust anything, we should trust research, but it's difficult sometimes to do so. But anyway, apparently attractive things work better. So that is an argument for Apple. Curiously, I was looking, something came up on the TV not so long ago. It might have been part of All Watched Ever by Machines of Loving Grace, where there's the old idea of Ford and you can have any colour so long as it's black. So there's that kind of you know, he's the guy credited with creating the assembly line so that essentially he could mass produce lots of objects that were the same. And on the other side of the fence is, I'm sure it was General Motors, who looked at it a different way and wanted to create desirable objects, desirable cars, that were actually they kind of created, according to this program, the idea of this year's model versus last year's model. So they would create an attractive body shape for their car this year, and then next year bring out another body shape, the Mark II or whatever, that left the previous year's model looking old and out of date. So whereas Ford was churning out the same, General Motors was creating a kind of a fashionable car, and that's how they made their money. So that seemed to speak to the old PC versus Mac argument. But anyway, that's a digression. The idea is attractive things work better. That's probably the best argument that I've heard for graphic design. I love graphic design. Personally, I'm no good at it. I work with graphic designers to do that side of things. But what I do think about graphic design is that because it's kind of linked historically to the ad business and to branding, back in the day, advertising was the marketing method into which you poured most of your money. And so people advertised on television and they advertised in magazines. And so the ad industry became huge, had huge budgets, was able to do incredible things. Nowadays, people spend less on advertising. And actually, a lot of other things have become much more important. And nowadays, what I would like to see, ideally, is that you perhaps spend 1/10 of any budget on graphic design. Another 1/10 on usability. Another 1/10 on copywriting. Another 1/10 on photography. Another 1/10 on video. You know, there are all these things that are incredibly important. Accessibility, mobile, to make sure that your website delivers on mobile, not just on desktop PCs. Accessibility, if I haven't mentioned that. And actually looking at the website and thinking about persuasion, thinking about whether you have in place the kinds of things that would lead people to spend money or to sign up or whatever you want them to do. All of these things are equally important. What I think happens far too often is people spend a lot of money on graphic design because it's visual. Everybody's got an opinion on it. You know, make that a rounded edge and make that more yellow. All that is very visual. You can see it. All the other stuff is kind of quite academic. Nobody really has any big opinion on it. So personally, you know, I can work on a website, I can do wireframes, I can do navigation structure stuff, I can talk about branding, I can do all that until I'm, you know, blue in the face, and nobody seems to care. And then suddenly you go, well, here's an idea about the graphic design. Suddenly everybody's animated. Oh, well, what about this? What about that? So it's one of those things that it's naturally easy to get involved in and easy to spend a lot of time in, and I coach against that because it's just one element of the whole process of creating a successful website. But here's one defense of graphic design. So anyway, so I kind of come out as if I'm against graphic design, and I'm not. I'm just against giving it too high a priority when there are other things that seriously need looking at and working on that are equally important in making the sale and in making a successful website. And I guess those are up and coming things nobody seems to care much about, but they are real, and therefore you can actually, because popularly people don't care too much, you can actually make quite a big competitive advantage for yourself by spending a little bit on, say, usability or persuasive architecture when your competitors aren't doing that and they're spending all their money on graphic design. So, but here's the bit that says actually an attractive thing works better. So there's an argument for graphic design in usability. So that's that. Okay, another kind of thing that Bodyshop wanted to do, one of their rules was meaningfully contribute to local, national and international communities by care, honesty, fairness and respect. You tell me another company that you know that does that. I mean, that's quite something. And I commend those values to you. Okay, so now we're into the, I think this is the government, no, it's the Stanford Web Credibility Guidelines, and it's point number four, which the guideline is, it's 4 out of 10, show that honest and trustworthy people stand behind your site. And so one of the things is show that there are real people behind the site. I'm reviewing a website at the moment, and you can't tell where they are, you can't tell where in the world they are, you can't tell who's behind the site, you can't, you know, there's no real person there, and it's very disconcerting. You kind of, you know, people buy from people is the old idea, and to think that you're going to deal with this company but not know anything about the people there is very unsettling. So here we go. The Stanford Guidelines for Web Credibility. How can you boost your website's credibility? Step 4. Show that honest and trustworthy people stand behind your site. So we want a picture. We want to know who you are. We want to know what you get up to. And finally, just to say that Google isn't king everywhere. Yandex is the leading internet search company in Russia. And Russia is a big place. So, I mean, China has its own search engine that I can't remember what it is. But, you know, Google isn't everything if you're an international company. But still, the same rules will apply. I mean, internationalization actually is another one of those things that you should be thinking about. One of those things you should be spending money on instead of graphic design. But anyway, the same rules will apply for getting to the top of any search engine. But it's not all Google. That was that message. That's kind of it for today. I think we've covered everything. And we will talk again tomorrow. Look forward to it. See you then.